Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, amen, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for another blessed day, opportunity once again you've given us to dive into the Word of God. We invite your spirit to be with us, Lord, to accompany us and to shed in our spirit the light, the understanding, the revelation we need. Dear God, I pray that you will word my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name. And every ear that is listening, every heart that is tuned into this broadcast, the desire to know the truth, Lord God, let the truth be shown unto them. So, Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Now, today, and once again, another unusual time that I'm on, this is a 30-minute broadcast. We have another broadcast later on at 7 o'clock, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Right now at this 12:30 broadcast, this is a 30-minute broadcast as I continue on with the series Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. Now, I want to say once again, for those of you that are listening in this series and throughout the other sections of the other part of the series, you will hear me mention two other books that are also the Word of God that goes with the Bible, one called The Word of the Lord, one called The Record of the Nephite. And if you're listening to me on this page, it should be, you can either click on the God's Word to Man logo, or I think it's a little picture of a Bible on the right side. Either one, you click on it, drop boxes show up and say episodes. Click on the episodes and it'll show you all the episodes that we have done on Blog Talk Radio. And what you want to look for specifically, for example, concerning the Word of the Lord book, if you want to know what is this book about, look for Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. That's the name of one broadcast. Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. And the name of another is How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God? How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God? And then a third one is The End Time Work, Restitution, and Restoration. Now, when you listen to those three broadcasts, it will fill you in about the Word of the Lord book, which is the messages of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's been sending through his messenger to mankind. Amen. Now, the other book, like I said, I will mention in this series, is called The Record of the Nephite. It is another book of the Word of God. And once again, if you go to the episodes on the broadcast, look up one episode that is called Sign of the Restitution and Restoration. Sign of the Restitution and Restoration. And another one will be How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth? And that will talk to you also about this book, The Record of the Nephite. So I just wanted to give you the heads up. Amen. And for those of you that say, hey, you heard it or whatever, you want to examine it more with your own eyesight yourself, I belong to the Church of Christ, the Life and Message. You can order the messages. They cost 75 cents per dozen. The headquarter office is at 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri. The phone number is 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. If you don't reach nobody by that number, the other number would be area code 816-852-2343. That is 816-252-2343, okay? And if you want to order the Record of Nephi, it costs $8 a piece, okay? If you want to order the book costs $8. Once again, we're not trying to be money hungry with the prices or whatever, but you know it costs money to get these things printed out. So having said that, we're going to go on in this series. And the title of this series right here, in fact, let us get our Bibles and let's go to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The 8th chapter of the book of Romans. This is going to be our opening scripture. Once again, we have a short broadcast right now. It's a 30-minute broadcast. So we're going to jump right into it. And I won't get, you know, into the whole thing in this 30-minute broadcast, but we're going to start it off today. Now, Romans chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 32, which is our foundational verse, our verse that we will open off and kind of spring off from. Amen. Glory be to God. And dealing with this fifth section of the series that is titled Help, Healing, Sickness, Disease. Okay. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 32 said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Do you see that? Freely give us all things. So, in this section of the series that we're talking about that is called Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, the question is, what has the Lord Jesus given us for deliverance? For the title of this section of the series is called Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, Deliverance. And since we're told here in this verse 32 that God has freely given us all things, we want to know what has he freely given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Because he have given us something, people. Now, there are some things that he have given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease. And it will be for our healing, for our health. And these things are divided into two categories, okay? One is dealing with the spiritual side aspect, and the other is dealing with the natural aspect, the natural thing. Through this section of the series, you will hear me talk about both because both of them is needed, okay? One of them, which is the spiritual, is the greatest. Sometimes you can just, that can be done or that can come into play and then you can get over all healing. But many times too, you will see that God gave both sides. And you will see that some things that, you know, in one sense that both things are needed. But if I had to exalt one, it would be the spiritual side first. Amen. And this is what we're going to start with today. Glory be to God. So, having said that, now let's go to Mark chapter 11. And we're going to look at one of the things that the Lord has given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease. Amen? One of the things he has given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Now look, let's look at Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Now look what the word of God says. This is what Jesus said. In fact, I'm going to start at verse 21 and stop at verse 22. Verse 22 is going to be the key verse. And the word of God said, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith. I'm here to tell you that one of the things that the Lord Jesus has given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease is faith. It's faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, here's the interesting thing about faith here. When you talk to most people, and I do mean most people, That's people, quote, as they say, in the church, and people that is not in the church. And let's say you talk to them about a situation. Let's say they have a sickness and disease they're dealing with. And you tell them, well, you know, you got to have faith in God. Well, the majority of them are going to puff up with their chest towards you and bristle up and all that. And tell you, oh, I got faith. Okay, just like that. Hallelujah. And what you come to find out is that this faith that Jesus said, have faith in God, you will find out with most people, they don't know what kind of faith he's talking about. And see, the problem with some of us as believers, we ask on the surface questions, or we make on the surface statements, and then the first answer we get, we go with it. Just like, for example, if you were just talking to anybody on the street and say, hey, do you believe in God? And they say, yeah. And you go, oh, okay, well, he believe in God. Okay, now, you may be talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God. But this person that you talk to, when he said believe in God, his quote God may be Allah. You get that? His God may be Hindu. But because you didn't take it no deeper to see, hey, are we on the same wavelength or who the Lord God really is? Okay. Now, if you turn around after that and ask that question, and after that you say, Jesus Christ is Lord God, right? And they chase you with, no, Allah is. Now you know what God they're talking about. Okay. But when you just say on the surface questions or on the surface remark and you go by the first thing you hear, okay, then you're missing it. And so when you mention people about having faith in God, like I said, they chest stick out, they bristle up your way, and they say, I got faith. But 9 times out of 10, you will find out that the faith they're talking about is not the faith Jesus is talking about here in this verse here in the 11th chapter of Mark. Amen. I found this out personally from people, quote, if you want to say this, in the church. When I mention to them about faith, and they go, yeah, I got faith. And then when I tell them what kind of faith that Jesus is talking about here, when I ask them a question along that line, they look at me and say, what you talking about? And come to find out, as the conversation goes on, you find out that they don't know about this kind of faith. Many people, quote, even in the church, don't know about this kind of faith. Yeah, they heard of faith, but they don't know this kind of faith, okay? Amen. Now, when Jesus said, have faith in God, we want to find out what faith is he talking about, because this is the same faith that you're going to need, especially in these last days, to be delivered from sickness and disease. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, based on that, first of all, what I want to do, let's go to John chapter 20. And I want to show you about this faith that Jesus is talking about. In John chapter 20, this is not the faith he's talking about. Now, this in John chapter 20 is the faith that I gave you the example that most of the people that will bristle up at you is talking about. See, we're going to go to John 20, and I want you to look at this kind of faith here, and I want you to understand this is not the faith that Jesus is talking about when he said have faith in God, okay? This is not the faith, okay? Now, John chapter 20, and starting at verse 24, the word said, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he, which is Thomas, said unto them, except I should see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Did you hear that? And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then say he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Okay? And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Okay, now he done did it. He found out, oh, this is Jesus. Jesus said unto Thomas, now hear this statement right here, what he said unto Thomas. He said, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Okay. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Did you see that? When Jesus said, what we read in Mark 11, have faith in God, right here is not the faith he's talking about. Now, some of you might say, well, why you say that? Because first of all, remember this. Thomas is one of the disciples. Now, remember in the scriptures, before Jesus was crucified, he told his disciples about his crucifixion. And he would rise in 3 days and all that. And so now the word gets to Thomas. And instead of Thomas even thinking about it and going, hey, wait a minute, this is the third day. The first thing he says, he says, shall I see in his hand the print of the nails and put my finger to the print of the nail and thrust my hand into his side? He said, I will not believe. See, Thomas kept in mind of how he last saw Jesus being crucified. Now, get this. His faith depended on his senses. I just took a break for a minute so that could sink in. You said, well, how is that so? Well, notice what he said in verse 25. Except I shall see. That's one of your senses of seeing, right? In his hands, the print of the nails, and then what? And put. Touches another one of your senses, right? He said, except I could do that, I would not believe. That's not the kind of faith Jesus is talking about. This right here, faith that Thomas got, is called natural faith. And when it comes from delivering from sickness and disease, you're going to need the God kind of faith, which we're going to look at in a minute. Amen. Now, some of you may say, well, he still appeared to Thomas by mercy. Because if that was really pleasing unto Jesus, then when you read verse 29, he would have said, oh, Thomas, wow. He would have showed some kind of, he would have commended him. Show some type of him being pleased. But he said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. He said, you only believe because you saw me. You didn't believe simply because the word came to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? He hopper, shut up. Glory. He said, blessed are they. Supremely blessed. Blessed are they. They have not seen and yet believe. People, you're going to have this God kind of faith to be delivered from sickness and disease in these last days. Amen? Well, let's look at this God kind of faith. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Amen? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, this is the faith right here Jesus is talking about, okay? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, watch what the word of God says. Now, faith is. Now, we didn't go any further. You can see by these two of these three words, now and is, that faith operates now. You get that? Because the word is in the present tense. And the word now is now, right now, okay? So those tenses in the present tense. So it's telling you there that this God kind of faith operates presently. It doesn't wait, okay, to say, I got to see such a thing and all that before it operates. See, Thomas said, except I see and except I feel, I won't believe. So in other words, he ain't believing right then. So that means he was not operating in the God faith. Do you get what I'm saying? So verse 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance, okay, of things hoped for. Without faith, you couldn't even hope. One of the things it means by being substance, it supports hope. If you didn't have faith, believing the things that even was toward the future, you couldn't even hope. But here's the other thing I want you to see. By being substance, it's also the most essential part you need, okay, to get what you need from God. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. The most important thing you need. And if you need healing from sickness and disease, this is the one that's to do it, the God kind of faith. But notice what else it says. It said also the evidence of things not seen. Now, what do you think about when you see evidence, proof? Now, hold on to what I'm about to tell you, okay? Notice it said it is the proof of things not seen. Seen is dealing with your senses, which shows what? That this God's faith does not depend on your senses in order to believe. But it's telling you here in this verse here that your proof that you heal is your faith, not the healing itself. Now, some of you may say, oh, okay, you just crossed me up right there. What do you mean? Okay, this is what I mean by that. By you showing the God kind of faith simply and accepting the word, that's your proof up front that you're healed. The actual healing or the actual physical manifestation of what you need to be delivered or healed from comes after you believe. Do you hear that? So you got to believe first, people. You got to show faith first. That's the God kind of faith. That's your proof. Hallelujah. It's just like if you was needing a new car, you believe in God for a new car, and you go ask God for a new car, okay? By you believing, really believing in your heart, showing that faith, believing in your heart, God said that's your evidence, you got it. Now, the car is going to actually manifest unto you in this realm due to the fact that you believe. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a manifestation that comes from you believing, from you having faith, not the other way around. See, Thomas wanted the other way around. That ain't the God kind of faith. So what the Lord is saying in these last days, that we're going to have to show the God kind of faith in order to be delivered from these sicknesses and diseases. Because I'm here to tell you, people, that these diseases is going to get worse, and all the vaccines and stuff that they're coming with, and I'm not trying to be funny, is not going to be strong enough to handle it. Because America is still lifted up in her pride. She won't turn to Jesus, okay? And don't understand that some of the things she was able to do is because of the mercy of God. And so God said, okay, these greater things finna come. Amen. It's finna come. Now I want to read one more verse to you. And this comes from the Word of the Lord book. And it is called the 7 and 8 message. Jesus sent this word out November the 30th, 1928. And I want to read a verse in here to you as I get ready to close. And it's called the 7 and 8 message, the 7 and 8, dealing with the 7 and 8 time the Lord sent this angel messenger. Now, here it is what he had the messenger to tell his people. He said, let your faith be strong in the Lord God, your God. Now, here it is real closely now. He said, read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Read it often. By faith, you shall do your work. Send this message to your brethren. Some will believe it, but some will not believe. Nevertheless, it will strengthen others. But inasmuch as you and your brother are humble and faithful to your trust, God will bless your work. Now, did you hear what he said? He said, read the 11th chapter of Hebrews. That's what we were just looking at in the Bible. But he said something else too. He said, read it often. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, read it often. Well, why he said that? Well, see, one of the reasons why that the Lord told us to read it often and why this is commanded of him to his people, because when it's dealing with sickness, because we're talking about sickness and disease, that you may know the faith or the kind of faith that you need to bring forth your healing. See, this is one of the reasons why he said read 11th chapter of Hebrews and read it often. So you may grasp and understand the kind of faith. Hallelujah. And when he said, let your faith be strong in the Lord your God, he's letting you know this is the kind of faith I'm talking about. Not talking about that down Thomas faith. Okay? Not talking about that. This is the kind of faith I'm talking about. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we need this God kind of faith in order to be delivered from sickness and disease. Because I'm here to tell y'all, people, listen, Things on this earth is not going to get better. Now, some of you say, well, you discourage me. No, I'm not trying to discourage you, okay? But what I'm here to tell you is this. The only peace is going to be among the people of God, the true people of God. Because you're going to see diseases ramp up. You're going to see sicknesses ramp up. And all these vaccines and stuff they thought they had to stop it, they're going to find out it ain't strong enough. Because Jesus has to get the glory, people. And he's been having mercy on man, but instead of man turning to him, man still trying to claim glory for himself. And Jesus said, okay, enough is enough. And see, when the doctor tell you got a sickness or a disease that can't be cured, you need this God kind of faith, amen, to be delivered from it. Amen. Because the doctors are not God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day in Christ that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, for this word, your message. And Lord God, I pray all the glory and honor be given unto thee in Jesus' name. I pray that I have delivered your message for your glory in Jesus' name that will magnify you. And so, Father, I lift you up and glorify your name because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for this message. Don't forget tonight, Lord say the same at 7 o'clock p.m., Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement then at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.